degrees, Mike Schultz feels downright tropical as he walked in here from... you like to park across the street so you can have a smoke between getting out of your car and getting here for the reviews.
Didn't do it this time, but yeah, it's beautiful out there, actually.
How are you able to work out when you smoke cigarettes?
I inspired by Ted Danson in Body Heat. Do you remember that? He used to do those long jogs and then with William Hurt, and then all of a sudden he'd just pull out his cigarettes. All right, now I feel better.
I didn't remember Ted Danson was in Body Heat.
Oh, yeah, he's William Hurt's best friend. Yeah, but he keeps running, and then he pulls out his Camels and goes nuts.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Mike, we've got a lot of movies to get to. I mean, there is just a ton of them.
I'm doing a triple feature today and saw one last night and I'm seeing one tomorrow.
You saw a triple feature last night?
No, that's today. I saw one movie last night and then
We'll get to that. The Oscar nominations come out before too long and the Golden Globes are this weekend. So we're getting a lot of those big titles that are going to be vying for all of the awards. Let's talk about what you've seen.
Yeah, what was last week? The new Paranormal Activity is last week. It's not bad. Yeah, it's pretty fun, actually.
What's moving around this time?
Well, this time it's set in a Latino community in Southern California, which is actually a pretty great little change from the boring white people we've been dealing with for the past four. it adds a little texture. It's kind of fun. My favorite scene, oh, man, do you remember the Simon game with the colored lights that you have to kind of follow? And Simon is like the possessed entity this time around. It's awesome. The green light means yes, and the red light means no, and they ask it questions.
Next time it's going to be a jukebox.
Hopefully,
see, when I read your review of that, I thought, how is that not laughable? It is,
but it's funny. Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay to laugh at that, I think. You know, it's got a pretty good sense of humor. It moves okay. It's not terrible. Every other movie in that franchise works for me, so... I'm not looking forward to the next one, but the one after that should be hot stuff.
I don't know that this one did well enough at the box office to merit another one.
Oh, I think it's already set for October.
Oh, is that right?
I think it's coming out this year.
Well, then there you go.
So at least that's what I heard.
All right. So, but you liked that one, and what else did you see?
I saw. I got caught up and saw 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves, the samurai epic. That was just endless. Oh, endless. It was just like a fantasy samurai version of Dallas or Dynasty. It's just kind of these bad soap opera plots and then sword fights. It was just
and then
kept
a sword
going.
Fight.
Just kept going.
You were so bored you wrote a haiku at some point in your
review.
So
I just left it to a haiku because no one's going to see it.
I'll pass on that. Yeah, that thing tanked.
And then the only other thing is Lone Survivor.
Now let's talk about that. Yeah. Lone Survivor is out today. Mike saw it last night. Mark Wahlberg is in this. Also that Taylor Kitsch and Emil Hirsch and Ben Foster. It's based on the true story of a Navy SEAL team that was sent in to capture a Taliban leader. Here's a scene where they talk about what to do with some villagers that they captured. This is Lone Survivor. It's in theaters today.
Truck killed 20 Marines last week. 20. We let him go. 20 more will die next week. 40 more the week after that. Our job is to stop Shaw. Why do these men have the right to dictate how we do our job?
Rules of engagement says we cannot touch them.
I understand. And I don't care. I care about you. I care about you. I care about you. I care about you.
We can't do
anything. Look at that soldier.
They are unarmed prisoners.
This is not a vote. This is what we're going to do. This op is compromised. We're going to cut them loose, and we're going to make this peak. When we make this peak, you're going to get comms up. We're going to call for extract, and we're going home.
Roger that, sir.
Roger that.
Well, what'd you think of it?
It's good. It's strong. It's it's intense. It's it pays a lot of attention to detailed pain, like shrapnel in the leg kind of pain. You know, it's where it's like, where you wince basically for like a half hour. And it's really interesting because it's filled with kind of it really gets across the confusion of what do we do? You know, are all Afghans Taliban? How do we know who is on our side, who isn't? And the ending is really quite moving. It was good. I liked it a lot. Yeah. It was really strong.
Lone Survivor, that is in theaters today. Also in Quad City Theaters today, the movie Her. This is the new Spike Jonze movie. A lonely writer develops an unlikely relationship with his newly purchased operating system,
just like you.
That's designed to meet his every need. Here's a clip from Her, which is in theaters today.
Actually, the woman that I've been seeing, Samantha, I didn't tell you, but she's an OS.
You're dating an OS? What is that like?
It's great, actually. I feel really close to her. Like, when I talk to her, I feel like she's with me.
Are you falling in love with her?
Does that make me freak?
No. I think anybody who falls in love is a freak. It's a crazy thing to do. It's kind of like a form of socially acceptable insanity.
No, you're a creep. I'd last 2 seconds in a Spike Jonze movie, you know that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is nuts.
Like, nope, this, no.
All of this is nuts.
Let me ask you.
You sit down. It's not okay to love an operating system.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And you are encouraging him, Amy Adams, and put on a shirt.
Let me ask you this. Do you have her set on vibrate?
Scarlett Johansson is the voice of Her, and there was talk that she could win an award for her performance just as a voice, but they decided, no, you can't.
That's not going to happen.
We can't do that. Right.
Nah, that won't happen.
Well, but I'm interested to hear next week if you think that there's merit to the argument, if her performance vocally is that
good.
I
am too, because, yeah, she's kind of getting nominated by a bunch of groups for
really?
It.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
That her vocal her vocal performance is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That it could be Academy Award
it's
material.
It's that same level as Andy Serkis when Planet of the Apes came out a couple years ago and when he was playing Gollum, and it's the same idea of, you know, we need to start finding ways
but
to
Andy
recognize.
But Andy Serkis is at least doing a physical performance
right, exactly.
and a vocal performance.
Yeah.
That's acting.
Yes.
This is Scarlett Johansson in a room somewhere.
Yes.
Well, it's acting, I guess.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's just exactly. It's a different kind that isn't recognized
Well, then the three of us right now are just as good as Scarlett Johansson.
I've always said that about us.
Thank you for that, by the way. Right? Also in theaters today, The Legend of Hercules.
It's an
origin story from the mythical Greek hero, betrayed by his stepfather, the king, and exiled and sold into slavery because of a forbidden love. Hercules must use his formidable powers to fight back and regain his rightful kingdom. Here's Hercules being introduced to the crowd. You're going to like this clip.
Okay.
I give you Hercules!
And that's the clip.
Nice.
Really? Really? That's what we got?
That's the clip.
Oh, that's a good one. Can you play it again?
Well, yeah, it's 6 seconds. Why not?
No. I think this is what, when Mike comes in.
We'll just play this as an intro.
That should be my new music.
I give you Hercules!
I like it.
And it's Mike.
Also opening.
Disappointing.
Also opening today, we've got August Osage County, which is based on a play that got a lot of. Did it win the Pulitzer?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes, but I'm not 100% positive.
And this
I'm pretty
is a,
sure.
A, what is this? The story of a family, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a crazy dysfunctional family in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good cast. Crazy good cast.
Also opening day. Is that it, or is that the last one?
No. Inside Llewyn Davis, the new Coen Brothers movie.
Yep.
Yeah, Justin
About
Timberlake
the folk singer.
And John Goodman. Yeah, Carrie Mulligan.
Oh, Carrie Mulligan. She is a delight.
She is, isn't she? Yeah. Have you seen the clip of the song Please, Mr. Kennedy yet?
No.
From Inside Llewyn Davis?
No.
Oh, it's great. Check it out. It's Timberlake, Adam Driver from Girls, and the movie's star, Oscar Isaac. It's a little funny little folk tune about the space race. That's really great. Yeah, check it out.
I don't
YouTube.
Know, man. I don't know.
Now, is that just something that's just an extra thing?
No, it's a scene from the movie.
It's in the movie.
It's actually like
a
3.5
I don't know, man. Can
movie.
It be as good as Dewey Cox and his folk songs?
Is anything? No, not really. So
let's do it.
But next best thing.
He's Mike Schultz from the River City Arena. He's the entertainment editor and movie critic over there. Read his reviews online at rcreader.com. Mike, as always, thanks for the time.
A pleasure.